Fruit flies. Scientists have found 50 million reasons to study their brains. That is how many connections that scientists identified in the first complete map of an adult insect's brain. The map is already helping researchers learn how brains process information and make decisions and take action. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The brain of a fruit fly does a lot for something the size of a poppy seed. Mala Murthy of Princeton University says this tiny brain knows things like when to fight and how to flirt.
The male fly that produces his song, he chooses exactly what to sing based on feedback he gets from the female fly, and he patterns every note in accordance with her behavior.
All that from a brain with only about 140,000 neurons. Humans have roughly 86 billion. Murthy says to understand how the neurons in a fruit fly do so much, you need to know how they're connected.
If you're trying to figure out how the brain generates perceptions, thoughts, actions, you really need to understand how information flows from sensory receptors all the way to the motor outputs of the brain.
So Murthy and a team of scientists set out to learn how a brain's wiring affects its function.
And ultimately to understand how miswiring, which occurs in a lot of diseases and neurological disorders, can lead to dysfunction.
Like epilepsy or schizophrenia. Murthy and her colleague Sebastian Sung picked the fruit fly brain because it's sophisticated yet small. Also, in 2018, the Howard Hughes Medical Institute made public its trove of more than 20 million electron microscope images, all showing brain areas in a single female fruit fly. The Princeton scientists thought they could assemble those images in a way that would reveal all the wiring between neurons. They named the project Flywire and got funding from the National Institutes of Health Brain Initiative. Sung says the mapping process was a bit like filling in an enormous 3D coloring book.
If you want to trace out the wires of the brain, those are the branches of the neurons, you've got to color and stay inside the lines. But that coloring book is so huge, it would take tens of thousands of years for a single person to color it all in.
The team used artificial intelligence to speed things up, but Sung says the AI brain map had flaws.
Artificial intelligence isn't perfect, as we all know. So a team of human experts, people who were trained to do this, they had to go in and correct the errors of the artificial intelligence.
The result, described in 9 papers in the journal Nature, offers an annotated map of all 50 million connections in a fruit fly brain. It also describes the type of connection at each neuron. For instance, does it amplify messages or inhibit them? That information is critical to understanding certain brain disorders. Jerry Rubin of Howard Hughes Genelia Research Campus says the papers are an important step.
They're definitely in advance over where we were, but it's not like we now have it and we're done.
Scientists still need to learn how connectomes differ from fly to fly and how behavior is influenced by brain cells that are not part of the connectome. Rubin says the project will truly be finished when
we can look at the brain of a fruit fly and say, we understand how this little brain controls the behavior of a fly and all its wonders, navigating in space and finding mates and fighting off competitors, how it does all those things.
Then, he says, it will be time to look at more complicated brains, like those in a bumblebee or a mouse.
If we could understand what makes a bumblebee so much smarter than the fruit fly, that would tell us a lot about what makes a human so much smarter than a mouse.
That may take a few years. A mouse brain has about 1,000 times more neurons than the brain of a fruit fly. John Hamilton, NPR News.